Yeah, in fact, the accidental discovery of the value of medical marijuana is a pretty normal story as well. And another story that we hear is from people who have been through a lot and have kind of given up hope when they finally, in desperation, reach for a cannabis cigarette to find out that it relieves their symptoms. And something that I think is important for people to understand is that cannabis is more often used to control symptoms than it is to actually cure an illness. It has been shown to have some effect on tumors and things like that, but in general, it's used to do things like control pain.
I understand. But it is very good for glaucoma, isn't it?
Yes.
Drops.
Again, what it does, though, is it reduces the ocular pressure. Which
right.
So it doesn't actually cure the glaucoma, hence you need to continuously use it, which is fortunate that it's such a safe and effective medicine, and it's like a tonic that you don't have... it's fairly gentle on the system. The chances of any addictive reaction are extremely, extremely small. Things like that, and it doesn't have the kind of side effects that most drugs have. In fact, the main side effect is that it makes people feel good, and for that, it's condemned.
Chris, I hear so many usage of these three words back and forth: cannabis, hemp, marijuana. Are we dealing with three separate things? Are they all the same? What are they?
Well, essentially, there's a genus of plant, which is cannabis, and then within it, there is the broad species is sativa, and it's considered to include all the different varieties of cannabis. It would include marijuana and the industrial hemp varieties as well. There's a particular subspecies, which is called indica, which is generally felt to have the more medical effect, or not so much more medical effect, but more exclusively medical, whereas indica has a number of industrial uses. Sativa has a number of industrial uses. The indica plants are more likely to just have a medical effect.
Wasn't hemp at one time in this country legalized, and wasn't it used for paper goods and everything else?
Exactly. In fact, you could pay your taxes with hemp, and it was required. And hemp is, again, cannabis. It's the same plant. Industrial hemp normally refers to the low THC strains that
right.
are used for fiber products and such. And then cannabis is the general scientific term. And marijuana is either used disparagingly towards people who use it for personal use or in the context of medical marijuana.
Then I'm told that a well-known newspaper publisher who owned acres and acres and acres of forests decided, hey, if I can get hemp outlawed, I can start selling my trees for paper and wood products and everything else. Is that what happened?
Well, that's one of the forces that was behind it, was the Hearst empire of paper and publishing, and his ability to sway public opinion and his strong prohibitionist tendencies. But almost a more insidious level was the level the petrochemical industry was involved, the DuPont family in particular.
Or really? Why would they be involved?
Well, because they were working on synthetic products, and since there was already a natural counterpart and a product that farmers could be growing for extremely low prices that could provide similar quality, they needed to find a way of getting rid of the competition, essentially. And so the primary thing had to do with the chemicals that were used to turn petroleum into things like paints or oil products instead of vegetable oils, and the other one being the long fibers like nylon that could be synthesized rather than using hemp, which is a natural long fiber. And so in order to gain control of a big part of the market with, what I would consider actually to be toxic chemistry, they needed to get rid of hemp. And so they more or less came up with marijuana as a cover for the whole ploy. At least that's one economic argument that's been advanced on it.
I've got a certain outlook about this planet, Chris, and I have always believed that there are cures on this planet for real ills, not man-made created ills, but real ills that this planet has, diseases and things, that it also has cures for, because I just think that this planet, this universe is in balance. You know, if you have good, you have evil. If you have positive, you have negative, that it's there. So in this particular case as well, I believe that there is some reason for this plant to be on this planet, and most likely it is to help fight off some of these pains and ills that so many people have. If you were to talk to someone who would simply say, look, this is for potheads, this is for people who just want to get high, pure and simple, what would you tell that person?
Well, it kind of depends upon where the person is coming from. I think one thing that, from what you just said, something that strikes me is that in the Book of Exodus, there is a description of making an anointing oil, which uses cannabis, although they use the phrase cannabosum, which then was changed, actually that's the Hebrew word for cannabis. Cannabosum is two words. But they transferred that as to be Calamus. But if you go back and you look at the original Hebrew, you'll find out that it was cannabosum or cannabis that they used to make this. And there's a group of people in Hawaii, they have a group called the THC Ministry, that has recreated that oil. And one of the things they found is that it's also good for healing people's skin and they have some amazing medical effects from it. So in a certain sense, I would say you can look right into the Bible itself and see where it talks about making something which we now have seen can heal people. It comes from this plant. And the government has recognized it by saying that Marinol, which is a synthetic...
It's a pill, right?
Well, it's a synthetic THC in a capsule with gelatin with
pill
oil.
Pill form, yeah.
And so, but anyway, so the government has recognized value there. We see it in ancient literature and so forth, that it's only common sense to understand that our forebears were in close touch with nature and understood these qualities of the plants around them in ways that we actually don't today. And they, for 10,000 years, went to this particular plant more than any other plant, in more parts of the world than anything, any other plant, and used it for their livelihood, for their healing, and in many cases for their social uses. And so to say that now suddenly that that's a bad thing starting 50, 60 years ago makes no sense at all.